SRN News, Arich Thomason. It is an act now kind of offer looking to trim the federal payroll, currently 2 million plus employees. The Trump administration offering buyouts to any Fed who agrees to leave by the end of next week.
In his push to cut the size of the federal workforce, President Trump is dangling 7 months of salary and benefits in front of any government worker who resigns by February 6. According to a Trump administration memo, the buyout offer is described as a dignified, fair departure. Anyone who participates in the deferred resignation program will retain all pay and benefits until the end of September.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Defense Secretary Hegseth wasting no time shaking things up at the Pentagon. Among other moves, he has stripped retired Army General Mark Milley of his personal security detail and his security clearance. Milley accused of undermining the chain of command during the first Trump administration. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel is banning U.N. relief workers from operating inside the country. Israel's U.N. Ambassador Danny Danon says the ban takes effect tomorrow.
This decision was not made lightly, nor was it made quickly. It was not a political decision. It was simply a necessary one. It follows decades of betrayal by an agency that has placed political agendas, neglect, and cover-ups over humanitarian principles.
President Trump inviting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House next week. Some answers from the White House about the rash of drone sightings late last year, saying they were authorized by the FAA and not something launched by an adversary. At least 17 people dead, many more injured, a stampede at a Hindu religious festival in India. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 16 points. This is SRN News. PepsiCo is making some changes.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership is eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The Justice Department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. The president's also ordered the immediate dismissal of three FACE Act cases from 2021. This is SRN News. Dolphins just want to have fun, and it's a real treat to watch.
A miles-long cluster of dolphins was filmed leaping, gliding, and cavorting their way across Carmel Bay on the central coast of California. They formed an unusual superpod of more than 1,500 of the marine creatures. Captain Evan Brodsky with the Monterey Bay Whale Watch captured drone footage of Friday's huge gathering of Risso's dolphins. Marine biologist Colleen Tulte also was on the trip and says the mix of adult and juvenile dolphins was likely the result of several pods coming together and swimming southward. Keith Peters reporting.
Victims of a deadly 2023 Hawaii wildfire decimated the town of Lahaina are expected to testify in court during an unusual trial to determine how to divide a potential $4 billion settlement. At issue is how much money various groups of victims might receive. More details, SRNNews.com.